Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. I'm Andrea Daniel. On Sunday, August 20th, we lost one of our giants, the legendary Dick Gregory. I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Gregory here on Michigan Literary Network Radio on November 19th, 2014, as he prepared to appear at Satori Shakur's Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers. Today, in celebration of Dr. Gregory's life, I'm honored to replay our interview.
Welcome back to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. Our one and only guest today, I'm waiting for him to call in, is a social and civil rights activist, social critic, author, comedian, and nutritionist, Dick Gregory. His many books date back to 1968, and among them are his two autobiographies, Nigger and Callous on My Soul, a memoir. There is also Dick Gregory's Natural Diet for Folks Who Eat, Cooking with Mother Nature, Living Black and White, Write Me In. Mr. Gregory actually ran for president many years ago as a write-in candidate. And there is also his book, No More Lies, and Dick Gregory's Political Primer. So there is so much to be able to talk about with Dick Gregory today. And again, I am waiting for him to call in. And we're going to be talking about, once he gets on the line, the connection between reading and writing, listening and storytelling, because Mr. Gregory is such a great storyteller and throughout all of his life. He started out as a comedian, went into very interested in politics and social activism and what goes on between in people's lives that move them forward and hold them back. But it's that aspect of storytelling and that we're really interested here with Michigan Literary Network Radio, because Mr. Gregory is going to be a storyteller at the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers here in Detroit this Friday. It's Satori Shakur's wonderful storytelling program, and the topic for that particular program, that session of storytelling, is on patience. And Mr. Gregory is a man who jumps right in and says what he feels and says what he thinks, but he imparts a lot of knowledge through the years, something that people are really going to be amazed at. He has so many insights, and people are going to be really amazed at whatever the story is he's going to tell on Friday at the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers. And I am sure that there will be a lot of laughs because he is known as a comedian, but there is so much depth to the gentleman, and I've just got a call come in. And is this you, Mr. Gregory?
God bless, Dick Gregory.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to be talking a little bit today about the connections between reading and writing and listening and storytelling. But tell us, Mr. Gregory, when did you know that you had a relationship with storytelling?
I didn't really until, all my life, but I didn't realize that's what it was. I could go to school and start talking and big crowds would gather, but have no idea. And that's what it was. When we talk about reading and writing, there is really no connection. It's a vibration. You see, first, I can go to Africa, and I can hear people talk and understand it and enjoy it. I hear people sing and understand and enjoy it. Listening to singers and reading script music is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of people understand music that can't read music or can't write
music.
But it's the vibration. I'll give you a better example.
Mm-hmm.
You have a newborn baby born today. It comes home tomorrow from the hospital, and you and the baby can relate. The baby don't write. The baby don't talk. See, the mistake that the cops is making across America with black folks and Hispanics is we can do it with our children. The children become, shut up. The baby's not crying because they want to shut up. The baby's crying trying to tell you something. All this stuff you see go on in America with black folks and police, don't tell me to shut up. I'm trying to tell you something or you will lose this country. And so it's a vibration. I went to the movies when I was a little boy. We didn't have TV. And I went to see all the Tarzan movies and pull for Tarzan. And so when you stop and think about, you know, the Kemosabe, the Long Ranger, Kemosabe, you know, and so you look at the word Kemosabe means the learned one. Tonto means the stupid one in Spanish. But I pick up the vibration. I pick up the vibration. So if somebody came there and read a German book on your show for 5 hours, the vibration is there, okay? And so consequently, if you got on a plane and got off in Tokyo today, can you read a Japanese newspaper? Then did the universal God, I'm not talking about, did the universal God create something that changes when you cross a border? Not at all. So then you realize reading and writing is a violation of God. That's been created by people to communicate with each other within a certain boundary. When this universe was put together and this planet, it wasn't put together as boundaries. It wasn't no Germany or that. That's why the powerful white folk cannot admit UFOs. But if you admit there's UFOs, then reading and writing go out the window. The organized church go out the window. Then we become earthlings, earth people. Okay? There was no Germany. There was no fences. There was no Chicago or St. Louis or Detroit. This has been put together by the folks here to control certain things. And so consequently, when you look around, it's about vibrations. You have a baby laying in the bed, and the baby's crying, and you look, and you try to find out, and then you take the cover off. You see the pin is opened up in the diaper, and it's sticking the child. And so if you was a baby doctor, God, you got to be so brilliant because the baby can't talk. You have to manipulate your hands, your face, smile, and so now you can find out what's wrong with the baby.
Right, okay. So you're talking about communication here. It's the communication is the vibration. There's vibrations in communications that everybody can relate to. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, everybody can relate to. Let me give you an example. I remember one time one of those rednecks asked me, how come you Negroes can't speak good English? I said, we learned it from white folks that didn't speak good English. When I came over here on the boat, I was speaking pure Swahili, and that dumb ignorant white boy walked up and said, go over yonder, get that bell cotton, bring it over here, boy. And so I got to speak like him, he the boss. My good and bad is determined by him. But if you go over to London and listen to them black folks that's been there for years, they speak the Queen's language because that's the way they talked over there. So I talk like Demasa. Demasa couldn't talk, I couldn't talk. And so that's what the whole thing is about. It's about the brain, and you know the brain has neurons. That's the electrical trend. But the second largest neurons in your body is in your stomach. In the stomach. That's why they talk about that gut feeling. And so if I opened up my head and poured whiskey into it, okay, or Pepsi-Cola into it, I mess them up. Well, what do you think I do when I eat and drink whiskey and wine? Those neurons are in my belly. So what am I doing to them?
Right.
And then there's a thing called the mother tongue. The mother tongue. Now, as vicious as men has been, where we control everything, how come there's never been a father tongue? That's the communication I have with you in your stomach, me and you, the mother tongue, the mother tongue. So when I come over here and they make me ashamed about the way I talk, then I do everything I can to change it. I violate God. If you go into a Chinese restaurant tonight after this show and you put an order in, they ask you that in English, but the man standing over with the other Chinese waiting for the order, they talking Chinese. They talking the mother tongue. Chinese, you work with Japanese. When they out of that set, they talking Japanese. Italians, they talking Italian. Greeks, they talking Greek. Okay? They talk that tongue that they was born to communicate with. Okay? And it's all over the world. It's called the mother tongue.
Right.
The vibration.
Right. The mother tongue is a vibration. Okay.
And so if you had, I had a guy a friend of mine in Milwaukee, and he had a brother, you know, uneducated. So his brother, you know, said, man, let me send you one of my dogs. So he sent the dog, and the dog didn't listen to the command because in the South, the brother said, come over here. So he don't understand that other English he's having. Because the vibration, dog don't talk English or hear. He hears a vibration. And so once they figured that out, and they had to take and put the dog under a whole new environment of talking. Mm-hmm. Here, it's time to eat, and then you open up the can of dog food. And then they pick that up. But when you sit and talk about, for instance, the rich white folks, I have a friend of mine that deals with rich white folks, little children. And she told me one week she made $100,000 teaching rich white folk children how to read, because reading is a vibration. When I can't read, they call me dumb and stupid. When they can't read, they call it dyslexic. Oh, come on, y'all. And so the reason Michael Jackson was so smart, because he had tutors. When I come there to Detroit, I can take everybody, 99% of people in that audience, I don't care how old, how young, and we can all leave there and walk to California. I don't care how much medicine you're taking. Well, what's the secret? You do it at your own pace. I ran from L.A. to New York in 1976 to dramatize world and domestic hunger. I ran 50 miles a day for 71 days. Well, my grandmother, you know, could have walked. It might have taken her a year and a half, but she's doing it at her own pace. So when I'm thrown in a public school where you and your family are wealthy, and when you was a little girl for Christmas, y'all would go to Africa, go to the pyramid, the Taj Mahal, and my child is thrown in with your children, it messes me up because I can't do it at your pace. And that's why people with tutors like Michael Jackson, he was so brilliant because it was his pace. But I can't learn in an hour before the bell ring when you teaching me, if you teaching me to read or math, you better teach me so I can learn it or you ain't getting paid.
Right.
Okay? And so it's that whole whole success, people. Did you see the movie? It might be still out, called Lucy, about the black woman.
No, I haven't seen that. I've heard about it though.
Yeah, I told one of my daughters, every day you go without seeing it, you do every cell in your body a disservice. That's how important it is. But most folks go see and they come out and they don't understand it. And then there's a lot of code. Did you see the movie the Wizard of Oz?
I did see The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, go back and see it again. That was about the Kansas City Federal Reserve. Okay.
Really?
Did you hear me? You're talking about the gold and the silver, right?
Right.
Did you see King Kong?
A long time ago. I
didn't ask how
long.
I said, did you see King Kong?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. That was about the greatest heavyweight fighter in history. That's about Jack Johnson and his white women.
Mm.
So they portrayed the black man as a gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
And the white woman is just a little precious. So why would the gorilla be in New York City? That's where the movie takes place.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no trees and Lord, there ain't no bananas. What's in
right.
New York City? What's in New York City? Madison Square Garden, the boxing capital of the world. Those are the symbols they use.
Mm-hmm.
And so somewhere when we look around and see what they're able to do, able to do, the money. Were you
mm-hmm.
born in America?
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever see any American money with somebody's picture on it that looked like you?
No.
Okay. Now, all the hip folks know that Abraham Lincoln's daddy was a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And did you see the latest Abraham Lincoln movie?
No, I didn't see that one.
Well, when you see it, it starts off where he's talking about his kinky, nappy hair.
Mm-hmm.
And if you took a quarter out, just make like you take a quarter out and sit it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now take a nickel out and sit it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Faced on the table. Mm-hmm. Now
mm-hmm.
take a dime out and sit it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now take a penny out and sit it down. When you look at
mm-hmm.
all the money there, which one is dark to represent a Negro?
Mm.
See how it works?
The pin. Right, yes. Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so when you look at colds that people, and, you know, the people that don't have power have colds. They give the signal when we're getting out of here. We're going to make a jailbreak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
have colds for when that's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so when we talk about what we're talking about Friday, I'm about communicating the spoken word. Mm?
Right. Yes, sir.
The spoken word. And you can mm-hmm. also fix the spoken word so if anybody you don't want to hear, that's what people do when they got to break codes.
Mm-hmm.
They got to
mm-hmm.
break that word to find out what you're talking about.
Right.
And 300 years ago, the archaeologists and different scientists went to Colombia, South America. And
mm-hmm.
what their job was is see if we can take down the writings on the wall, the Aztecs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we don't understand it because we haven't broke the code. But 300 years ago, we went down and they just drew it and put it on paper. They got back. It was 150 years before they broke the code.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what happened. Here's what it said. White man, one day we're going to do to your children what you're doing to ours.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they broke the code,
mm-hmm.
it said one day, 150 years ago, one day the white lady will do to your children what you're doing to ours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was long before cocaine was called the white lady.
Ah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you will Google, it not be in time soon, Google the number one drugged out country state in America. It's not
mm-hmm.
no country, not no state with a little Negro. It's Vermont, 99.9% white folks. That's the number one drugged out country with cocaine and heroin. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we interviewed some folks there, and she said, Dick Grail, yeah, I was waiting. I talked to my friend Victor. And I said, I need to ask you some questions. I know the rest. Let me talk about a state that's 99% white folks, and it's the number one addicted state in America. So let me talk to you about that. She said, well, it's simple. Out of every 10 of my friends, 9 of them have either died from an overdose or or in a shelter or in treatment. And then about, I guess, 3 months ago or 2.5 months, Eric Holder held a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, white America, not white America, he said the American.
Mm-hmm.
America is a code word for white. And so when black folk couldn't be in the when the black folk lawyers would have their convention, it was the National Lawyers Convention. White folks is the American Lawyers Convention. The American Association mean white folks. The American
right.
Medical Association mean white. The National Medical mean black. Well, here's what he said. He said, the American people will be horrified to know that drug addiction in America, talking about white folks, kills more Americans than all the automobile accidents and homicides put together.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to what was on the wall in hieroglyphics.
Mm-hmm.
And so the communications,
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever shook hands with an African and you see them take their hand and put it on they hold their right hand? You ever
mm-hmm.
seen that? You
mm-hmm.
know why? You're not supposed to shake hands with a right hand in a right hand. That's the positive force. You don't put positive together.
Ah.
And so if you remember when you was a little girl, you used to play what they call them? Jesus. They would attract one another and hit. What was it, magnets?
Yes, magnets. Uh-huh.
If you put a positive and a positive, they wouldn't hit. Okay? A negative,
mm-hmm.
a negative, they wouldn't hit. So the
mm-hmm.
Africans know how ignorant we are, so they don't explain it to us, but to save their energy, when you shake their hand, they'll give you the right hand, but they'll hold, they'll take that left hand and hit that other hand so you don't mess up their vibration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So babies. Babies sleep in the crib or
right.
the bed, and they turn around in the bed. And
mm-hmm.
we keep straightening them up because on this planet you're supposed to sleep with your head north. Babies seek that out. And we, dumb us, we keep putting them, okay, their head
mm-hmm.
up, and they find in north. And so consequently, we have all kind of ways of communication.
Right.
All kind
right.
of ways.
And right, and what you're saying is babies naturally gravitate towards their own inner vibration that they
sure.
know what to do, what is yeah.
You hit it. Now
okay.
the other thing
right.
is you're not supposed to eat two things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So you give a child a hot dog, they take the hot dog off the bun.
Mm-hmm.
You get them French fries. They'll eat the French fries first, and we keep saying, no, you got to eat this and this together. And now you're
mm-hmm.
messing up their universal vibration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right. It's that universal vibration. And so
yes.
Friday, when we get, we're going to see you, everybody's going to get to see you on Friday at the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers, and because we are getting ready to come to a close of our interview here, but I want everybody to know that you will be here on Friday. The doors open at 8 o'clock, and the topic is patience, but there's going to be so many vibrations in the room and so much.
Well, real quickly, what time do I start speaking?
I cannot say. The doors open at, it starts at 8. You might go on around 8:30 or so.
It started at 8. Well, if you say it starts at 8, why the doors open at 8 o'clock?
No, doors open at 7. I misspoke.
Okay,
I
all right.
Folks, doors open at 7. It starts
mm-hmm.
at 8. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Look
yes,
forward,
yes.
and it'll
yes.
be fun.
Yes, it will be so much fun, and we are so looking forward to seeing you. And I thank you for being with me on the show today and for telling us everything we needed to know, as much as we could get in this little bit of 30-minute
yes.
time about reading is a vibration, and you need to do it at
yes.
your own pace. And the mother tongue that everybody relates to is a vibration as far as communication goes. So, Mr. Gregory, thank you so much
thank
for being
you so
on
much.
The show today.
Thank you
thank
much.
Thank you. You are so welcome. All right.
Okay.
Take care
bye-bye.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. We continue to honor the memory and life of Dick Gregory. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you, as always, for listening in. I really do appreciate you for being there. Have a good rest of your day and live a good story. And if you're so inclined, write about it. Good night.